keeping rodents and pests away the more humane way without using toxic poisons or other harsh pesticides. Just plug it in. It's that simple. Now that's fair dinkum. Stop the infestation and order yours today at gopestfree.com and receive a free hand sanitizer pen with every order using promo code INK. That's gopestfree.com, promo code INK. gopestfree.com, promo code INK. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hi, I'm tax attorney Taylor Randolph, and I get asked all the time, can you really file a tax bankruptcy and remove all your IRS debt? The answer is yes. Randolph Law Firm is Nevada's premier tax law firm, and we can fix your tax problems. Call us today.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online to randolphlawfirm.com.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration worries about the effects of ending mask mandates in Texas and Mississippi.
Our concern here is on the health, welfare, well-being, and survival, frankly, of people across the country and in states where the guidelines are not, or where the recommendations from leadership is not following health and medical guidelines. We have concerns about the impact on the population.
While Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw tells the Salem Radio Network President Biden was wrong to use insulting language, referring to Texas Governor Greg Abbott loosening COVID restrictions in his state.
The guy with low cognitive capacity is calling over Bill Neanderthal. First of all, that's rich. I also find it rich that he's doing his sanctimonious pearl clutching over a bunch of Texans who, by the way, can still wear masks. I mean, but you know, by the reaction of the liberals on this one, you would think that Texas outlawed masks and is now arresting people who even wear a mask. Of course, that's not true.
Wall Street took a plunge today after worries about inflation and unemployment were voiced by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Speaking at the Wall Street Journal's Job Summit, Powell says there is some reason for optimism.
There's still a lot of pain out there, and more than 500,000 people have lost their lives to the pandemic. But compared to the economic scenarios that we were contemplating a year ago, this is, you know, it's good to be where we are, and particularly with the vaccines now.
Powell also said the outlook for the economy has improved after 3 months of weak job growth, but he cautioned that the economy and the job market are still far from fully recovered, and that full employment would not be achieved this year. The numbers were reflected on Wall Street, the Dow down by 345 points, the NASDAQ dropped 274, the S&P 500 lower by 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Iron.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday. And on Thursdays during this 81st Nevada legislature, we do things a little differently. We take you live to Carson City and Daniel Honcharu, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, that's Nevada Policy Research Institute. And Daniel joins us. Daniel, a kind of a red-letter date for the legislature because it was the first hearing on a new tax proposal, kind of a backdoor tax proposal. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you're right. This is apparently the first tax proposal to be heard in committee, although we know there will be myriad more to follow in the coming months. The bills discussed today before the Senate Committee on Revenue and Economic Development, Senate Bills 11 and 73, both would authorize local governments in Washoe County specifically to impose new taxes. And Kevin, I realize this doesn't affect Las Vegas viewership as much, but I guarantee you that we will see similar tax hiking proposals aimed at Clark County. So I implore your listeners to follow along as I relay to you what Democrats have proposed. First of all, Senate Bill 11 would authorize cities in Washoe County to impose what they call a supplemental governmental services fee.
Oh, that sounds harmless enough, but then you find out that's what they're actually charging you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the most ridiculous name for a tax. It should be called the government wants more money tax because every governmental service to me is supplemental. Anyways, what it really is a 1% tax on vehicles registered to you in certain counties in Washoe. And if this goes through the Senate and the House, as it likely will, it only requires a majority vote in both houses because this only proposes to authorize localities to increase governments. It doesn't levy taxes directly. So this will take a mere majority vote to sail through, at which point cities in Washoe will have the authority to pursue this tax going forward. And one thing I'll note, and one reason why we oppose this vehemently at NPRI, is because the revenues from this tax could basically go to any purpose you can imagine. So there's no clarity or earmarking here, no direction for specific proposals or policies or plans. They want more money, and they'll tell you down the road how they intend to use it.
And you know what I...
You know what I hate about this more than anything, though? The way they have circumvented the Constitution, which says that 2/3 majorities are needed for tax increases. And so what they've done is they've said, hey, we can't do it, but we can let the county commissioners in Washoe and other counties do it. And to me, it's kind of a gutless thing of, you know, rather than trying to pass something in the legislature that is a tax increase and getting 2/3, they've taken the easy way out.
Well, it is the easy way out, and unfortunately, this idea was greenlit by the Legislative Council Bureau recently, suggesting that because the legislature, again, isn't actually levying these taxes directly, that they aren't increasing taxes. They're only allowing for future authorization to do so. So it is a bit gimmicky. You know, I think it's a cop-out. You often see people on the right vote for these bills under the guise of, well, let's let the locals control their local budgets. But, you know, for Senate Bill 11 as well as Senate Bill 73, which also proposes what could be a variety of new taxes incoming for the city of Reno on the 2022 ballot, these all try and circumvent that 2/3 rule. They're being clever. But again, if, you know, we want people of like minds to be on record opposing these proposals at the state level. Don't give locals the authority to increase taxes because Clark and Washoe are Democrat dominated, and we know they are going to increase any taxes where they have the power to do so. And again, there are seemingly no bounds on what types of taxes can be considered under these two bills, SB 11 and SB 73, and no limits on how much revenue can possibly be generated. And I've told you this for weeks, Kevin, that, you know, our message to members of the legislature has been simple and clear from day one. There is no need for new taxes at either the state or local levels in Nevada. Governor Sisolak submitted a balanced budget based on good news from the Economic Forum, which required new taxes. So we know our state budget is in good shape. And localities, local governments, you know, Washoe, the city of Reno, have actually endured the pandemic much better than expected. Plus, we know there is about $1.9 trillion stimulus bill being debated in the U.S. House right now, with hundreds of billions set aside for local governments. We're virtually guaranteed to get tens of millions of those. For all these reasons, plus the basic fact that Nevadans are still struggling and that hiking taxes on them would be cruel, we oppose all taxes on those merits.
Daniel, let me ask you, and by the way, the number that we are hearing floated coming into Nevada from the federal government is going to be $4 billion. Now, some of that will go to local communities for COVID-19 related expenses, but a lot of it's going to come right into the state's coffers. They're going to end up with a surplus. Any doubt about that?
Yeah, I mean, they will certainly have a surplus, and I think we already know, based on the dollars that have been gifted to us from the feds for education alone, it's very likely that whatever budget is passed at the end of this legislative cycle will actually be larger than the original 2019-2021 budget before we had to amend it down. So, yes, I mean, I expect federal dollars will flow, and while there are rules governing how some of those Fed dollars can be used, you know, I suspect these localities especially are going to have more money than they anticipate right now.
Daniel, let me ask you a process question. You mentioned that these two bills had hearings today. Is this like in Washington, where the Judiciary Committee has a hearing, they vote on a bill, they pass it out of committee, and it goes to the floor of the body? Is that the way it works, where they actually vote on it? Do we know if these two bills have survived the hearings?
The process you described is correct, because this was the first hearing of these bills today, and I believe it would have just ended. It began at 1 p.m. and I tuned out early. But yes, it will eventually be called for a committee vote. I can tell you the five members of that committee are Dina Neal, Julia Ratty, Mo Dennis, Ben Kiekefer, and Heidi Ganzert. So a 3-2 Dem GOP split there. And one thing that's interesting here is that both Kika, Furr, and Ganzert represent Senate districts in northern Nevada, and both of them seem to have real problems with the language in these bills, specifically concerning the broad language on possible uses and purposes for whatever revenues they raise. So it's likely this bill sails through committee on a 3-2 vote. And again, all it requires at the floor level is a mere majority as well. So, you know, I implore the right to stay united and oppose all these going forward. But I think, unfortunately, the GOP here has very little leverage in stopping these at this stage.
Let me ask you about the pace of play, as I've described it. It seems awfully slow, but is it that unusual from years past?
It's awfully slow, and maybe it feels slower this year because we've had so many problems with the virtual system and call-in participation. I mean, quite honestly, this entire legislative experience for citizens and taxpayers and lobbyists alike has been abysmal. It's been a disgrace. We still can't enter the ledge building and have in-person conversations with those who we elected. So all of that, I think, slows down the process, especially when you get all these Zoom meeting digital aspects involved. That said, is it that much slower than in past years? Not necessarily. We have, you know, the final date for new bills to be introduced is March 15th, with few exceptions. And I think for any bill to survive, it has to be passed out of its first committee by April 9th. So we're already more than a quarter way through the session. We're, what is it, March 4th? And just about a month from now, we'll have a series of bills that we know will no longer be progressing.
This special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, also by Nevada Trucking Association. Daniel Honcharoo joining us, playing the game that we love to play every Thursday. Bills he loves and bills he hates. Tell me about a bill that you love.
So we still love these two bills, AB 93 and SB 88, both of which would restrict the governor's emergency powers by limiting the duration of his unilateral rule without legislative authorization or consent. This has been an issue for weeks now. I wish it had been taken up on day one of the session for obvious partisan reasons. I don't think Senate leadership wants to, throw that attack against a Democrat governor who leads their party. And there's another kind of weird dynamic here in the fact that theoretically the governor could veto that bill if it were brought to him. And from our perspective, you know, this has been a long dereliction of duty for the legislative body. You know, separation of powers is fundamental to our constitutional republic, but Nevada legislature has seemingly delegated the majority of their bill-making authority to the governor, and Democrat leadership has indicated nothing to suggest that they have any intention of hearing either of these bills. So I implore everybody, keep contacting your lawmakers, demand they hear Assembly Bill 93 and Senate Bill 88. Both very slightly, but both would be good, and both would limit a governor's emergency powers. And I will remind listeners, it is very conceivable that the state elects a Republican governor next year. So I ask the left, do you want a potential GOP governor to wield the same powers as has Sisolak this past year? That, I think, is the best argument for the left to jump on board here.
I know that school choice is important to you. It's important to me. And Heidi Ganzert has what might be just a fix relative to the opportunity scholarships. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on there?
Sure. Well, yeah, this is a school choice bill. It's Senate Bill 157, and I was glad to see it introduced. You know, unfortunately, it doesn't dramatically expand school choice options in the state. That is just a partisan impossibility right now, given teacher union, weddings to Democrat politicians which oppose school choice at every angle possible. But this bill does fix, in a way, our state's existing choice program. We call it Opportunity Scholarships. Only serves about 2,000 kids. But what Democrats did in 2019 was defund the program, ostensibly on fiscal concerns, which were BS, but it had the unintended consequence of revoking hundreds of scholarships from current recipients. So we had hundreds of kids be given this life-changing opportunity to attend a new school, and then the next year, oops, sorry, never mind, back to your old failing CCSD school. So Gansert's bill attempts to fix that and kind of reauthorize the participation of those previously lost scholarships, et cetera. So again, it'll increase program participation, you know, but again, this program serves only about 2,000 kids across the state, where there are a 500,000 students in K through 12. So we definitely need more school choice. And I actually suspect that Dems will be willing to accommodate Gansert's fix here for purely PR reasons, because they were shellacked after learning that they had kicked poor minority students off of their scholarships.
And then, by the way, just for the record, Daniel, and I've talked with educators across the state about this, these kids in the Opportunity Scholarship Program, they excel. They move the needle. They're getting good grades. They're finishing their classes. This is one of the few programs, you know, Zoom schools, Victory schools, you know, kind of what I call the whiz bang stuff. This is a program that actually works, and yet the Democrats want to cut it back.
Not only does it work, but programs like these have upwards of 70 or 80% support among among parents with school-aged children, including with lower-income and marginalized communities. African Americans support the idea of ESAs at 70%. But for whatever reason, you know, read teacher unions, Democrats in state Congress are wholly opposed to even debating the merits of school choice, even though the public wants it, even though we have study after study suggesting the rampant benefits of school choice, and even though common sense suggests that more competition will benefit any system. For whatever reason, Democrats are still wedded to teacher unions, and until that changes, school choice is DOA in Nevada.
I got to ask you about a bill that was heard this morning in committee, AB 141, because this is something I'm hearing more and more of from landowners and its property rights, a central theme of the past year. Can you talk a little bit about what this bill would do, and do we know yet how that hearing went?
Sure, it's AB 141. It was heard this morning in the Assembly. I believe the primary sponsor is Howard Watts. And yeah, to us, this is, we view this as a further erosion of property rights, as you just asserted very accurately. You know, diluting property rights has been a central theme of the past year under King Sisolak, you know, vis-a-vis in-person house limits, eviction moratoriums, etc. This bill would further dilute property rights by increasing notice requirements for landlords related to evictions. In some cases, landlords will be required to give upwards of 90 days notice in advance. And now let me first say that, of course, we want to be compassionate to those who have suffered economically under COVID for reasons not of their own doing. But I'll point out that not all landlords are corporate, and many are mom-and-pop shops that are suffering just as much. You know, further, property rights are a central pillar to American exceptionalism and to capitalism. And the more we erode individual property rights, the faster we are going to realize that kind of socialist, communist lifestyle, because, you know, in the U.S., we prioritize individual rights over collective ones, and that's why our Constitution is the best one that's ever been written by man. The more we erode our fundamental protections the faster we slide towards socialism.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how AB 141 progresses.
And by the way, Kevin, I expect it to progress. It's a feel-good bill. There may be a few slight tweaks to the language. But again, Democrats are in control here. Yeah. There's very little the GOP can do, I think, to put a halt on this.
Hey, Daniel, you have yourself a great weekend, my friend. I know you're going to be busy with legislative stuff, but we'll talk again next Thursday, okay?
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Daniel Honcharoo, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. This special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by my good friends at the Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance 702-410-4000.